You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eMiami, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with John Grove, managing partner at Trimension Global Communications, a Miami Beach-based global creative agency with over 20 years' experience in the development and execution of leading campaign efforts for various Fortune 500 companies. John, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. So first of all, leading off, tell us a little bit about Trimension Global Communications as its inception.
Sure. My pleasure. We are a full-service branding, advertising, and marketing firm, which is pretty traditional for a group like us, boutique agencies like us. But most importantly, it's a group of individuals, passionate, hardworking individuals, and a leadership that understands they're destined to really leave their mark in our industry. So it really, we apply all that passion and fire we have to everything that we do, and really, it's at the heart of what we do. Guillermo and I, G as we call him, founded the agency in 1995. We were talking about it for a long time, and it finally came to fruition then. Started with a small office, a single desk, and basically grew it into one of the leading branding and advertising firms in the country. As we sort of grown and developed our skills, we became specialists in certain categories, and healthcare is one of them, with some clients such as Johnson & Johnson, Edwards Life Sciences, and Gore. Travel and tourism is another one of our specialties, with clients like Hilton and Conrad Hotels and Waldorf Hotels, and some distilled spirits, Jim Beam clients, Certesa, and of course just a handful of other consumer-related technology companies like Hershey's and Microsoft. So it's a good range that we have acquired and have experience throughout our inception.
Trimension is headquartered in Miami Beach. Do you feel that your location gives you an advantage when pitching to clients? And if so, why would that be?
Absolutely. Well, for 12 years, we were in Coconut Grove, Florida, if anyone knows what that is. It's a great place, really artsy town. Loved it there. The Church of Scientology bought our building, so everyone had to move from there. So we started looking, and we found the office on South Beach. I call it the Times Square of Miami Beach. It's right on 5th and Washington Ave. And for us, it meant a great opportunity to rebrand ourselves, reposition the agency, create a new persona, and that was my intent when we first moved to the beach. But something more important happened, actually, something that I didn't anticipate. The beach became our muse, our inspiration, our sandbox for everything that we do. The way I see it is that the ocean and the shore, the sea, has inspired poets and thinkers and artists since the beginning of time. And that same magic is really what inspires what we do here today. And in fact, that's translated into a benefit to our customers, right? And the way I like to talk about it is, for an agency in New York City, maybe their inspiration might be some back alley somewhere. Whereas for us, it's the beach, it's the palm trees and the sun. And not only that, but we're not just in any beach, we're in South Beach, which is this dynamic and cutting edge and cool place that the world sees as this, real special location. And for us, it's our home. So, it definitely has an impact on what we do on a daily basis, and we all appreciate it.
I understand that Trimension has just been named the agency of record for Eastern Airlines and has been tasked with the relaunch of this iconic brand. That's pretty exciting stuff, by the way. Tell us a little bit about what this entails and what it means to you as a founding partner of the agency.
Sure. It's It's a wonderful thing. It's of great significance for both companies, I think. For them, it's a rebirth of one of the most iconic brands in the history of advertising and in the markets, I think, not just in air travel. I consider it to be the Coca-Cola of the skies, if you will. It was a brand that was beloved, people used and were so used to, and it was just part of the culture, and it went away. So anyone asked these days about them, and you know they have a certain age, they know it, they flew it as a kid or their family members or anything like that. So it's definitely a great brand to bring back. So for them very important. For us, a great honor and a great responsibility, of course, right? It's this great brand that has so much history, so many eyes looking at it, and for a shop like us, you know, we're not this gigantic you know, ad agency that usually gets these kind of jobs, actually, so we're pretty proud of it. It means a lot to us, and it's a great responsibility and one that we will not take lightly. I personally am looking at that logo and afraid to change too much on it because there's too many people that really love that brand and love the logo. So real careful consideration with everything that we do. Right now, it's really on the upstart. So there's a lot of work. It's a huge challenge. And we definitely, welcome it. It's going to be, about combining, history, today and tomorrow, what stays that is old, what influences the new, and how to mesh it all together. So it's going to be an exciting project for us. So stay tuned for this great brand's rebirth.
Today we're joined by John Grove, Managing Partner at Trimension Global Communications, a Miami Beach-based global creative agency here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eMiami, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. John, could you tell us about a memorable campaign you have spearheaded and why it was so memorable?
I have to say that one of my favorite campaigns or projects altogether that we worked on as a branding firm, it's more about the brands built less than campaigns, right, than full-on launches of campaigns and advertising. And in this case, La Certeza Tequila was one of those. It was a brand-new tequila from, obviously from Mexico, but for sale in the market here in the U.S., and it was everything from the name to the taste profile, to the bottle design, to some of the advertising and the launch of the product. And it was just a great experience. We spent a lot of time in Mexico and researching and really taking it all in. And it really gave us the fuel we needed to launch this brand. So, yeah, it's definitely important to us, and it can be seen on our website as well.
Lastly, what advice would you give to young entrepreneurs interested in starting their own business?
You know, it's a little different for everyone, but somehow the same. I think that if I had to look back at all these years, since I had the idea right out of college to, you know, to really, you know, start this agency and work hard, it would have to be just to keep a clear vision of the end results, of what your goals are, of what your passion is, what you're leading towards, and forget about the details, because the everyday, in any business, the everyday will just consume you, the small stuff, and it's very detracting from really what's the priority. So I would have to say that. I would have to say that use passion as your driver. Forget about the monetary rewards. Forget about the money. That will happen. That is the result of working hard, of loving what you do, and being passionate about what you do. So I think that you know, the financials come from that. And I would say something to read: Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I think that was a book that completely changed the way I see things, and I definitely apply it in everything that I do on a daily basis. And then the rest is just luck, just hard work, luck. Don't worry about it. Have faith and you'll be fine.
Well, John, certainly has been good to catch up with you. You got some exciting things going on in your neck of the woods. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Trimension online and how they can be in contact as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyone for questions or more information can reach us at www.trimention.com, trimention.com, or can call us at 305-858-3155 and speak with I, John Grove, or G. Heredia, my partner as well.
Very good. John, once again, thanks for joining us today, and have a great afternoon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We've been speaking with John Grove, Managing Partner at Trimention Global Communications, a Miami Beach-based global creative agency with over 20 years' experience in the development and execution of leading campaign efforts for various Fortune 500 companies. And once again, the website of reference is trimention.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.